Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today in the studio, we are joined by Kobe Prettyman from Utah Foster Care. Kobe, it's always a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
So we're here to talk about Paint the Town Purple, and we were talking a little beforehand. This is an exciting event for foster care and just the community as a whole. So let's dive into it for a second. Coming up on Monday, April 14th, what is Paint the Town Purple?
So our Color the Town Purple event was just designed to raise awareness about foster care in our area, help people get a little more information, not only about being foster parents, but other ways that maybe they can be involved and kind of share the foster care space with us and maybe support foster families, support children in care, and just become more involved.
And this is something that we were talking before we came on. This is something that has really expanded as it's continued to grow and grow. This year, you're adding kind of a chalk aspect to it. A lot of chalk art will be featured at this.
Yes. Yeah, so we're having a chalk art festival in conjunction with the Color of the Town Purple. And so there is a pre-sign up for that. And you can do that by going to our website and clicking on the event, and then there's a separate Eventbrite link. So people can get a hold of me if they can't find that on Eventbrite. But we are doing pre-registration to be an artist, but we're also going to have chalk there that younger kids could just come and draw and that kind of thing as well. So we are going to do prizes for the artists in different categories. And so that will be from 2 to 6 o'clock, and then we'll do judging after that and the prizes during the Color the Town Purple part of the event.
And so let's talk for a second. This is not only just a fun event for the community, get out, have a good time creating some art, but this is something that's going to raise a lot of awareness for Utah foster care, which we've talked about every time we've had you in recently, but we need to get those families registered for this program.
Yeah, we have declined families more than half, but yet our numbers of children from our area have stayed relatively the same. And so we do have a lot of kinship families that step up and take children, and that is great. That's what we want to have happen, but we still don't have near enough families that if they can't identify a kin for them to go with, then they need a placement, and we don't have near enough of those in our area. So, but coming to the event isn't just trying to talk people into becoming foster parents. You know, we just want them to maybe be thinking about foster care and think about how they could be involved a little bit, even if that's not an even if they don't want to be involved in foster care in any way, still come hang out, enjoy. We're having food and bouncers and just a lot of family-friendly activities. They can come and see all the chalk art that was done earlier in the day, check that out, and just join us for an evening of fun.
So let's talk about some of those other ways to get involved with foster care outside of necessarily being a foster parent. We've talked about it before, but there are a few ways you can help support these local families who are participating in foster care.
Yeah, so we have a program that we've started in the last couple of years called Care Communities, and that's where a group of people kind of gather together to support a foster family. And we are doing shorter terms of those now, kind of what we're calling like a pop-up care community where maybe it's only for a month or something you help a family. The original plan was that it would be longer, but we're realizing that it's not always easy for people to make a long-term commitment. So, you know, maybe you take dinner on a night that they're really busy and have lots of, you know, they're taking the kids to visits or court appointments or things like that. So you drop off dinner so they don't have to worry about doing it. Or, you know, maybe you help with a repair in their home or mow their lawn or just whatever skills a person can bring to the situation to help a family that meets a need for the family is what we want to do. So it can really be almost anything, reading to the children or whatever.
Again, our guest is Kobe Prettyman from Utah Foster Care, and we're talking about the Color the Town Purple event coming up on Monday, April 14th. Now, Kobe, for people who might have joined us midway through this conversation, let's go through the finer details one more time, mainly how to register for this event.
Okay, so they can register for the Color Town Purple separately at utahfostercare.org under our events. They click on Get Involved in Events, and then to get involved with the chalk art, then that's a separate site on Eventbrite under chalk art in price. So, but they can always reach out to me at on my email at kobi.prettyman@utahfostercare.org and find out more information that way. And there's going to be a lot of flyers around town about the chalk festival as well with a QR code to scan to access the registration.
Now, Kobe, unfortunately, we are running out of time. Is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Just come and join us, have a good time, maybe learn a little bit more about what foster care is in our area and become a little more educated.
Well, Kobe, thank you again so much for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Kobe Prettyman with Utah Foster Care, and we were talking about the Color of the Town Purple event coming up on Monday, April 14th. A great chance to get out, learn a little bit more about foster care, and have a good time. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.